After drifting at sea for nearly a month, these Rohingya refugees are finally on solid ground. Doctors and nurses in Aceh give them a preliminary health check before transferring the group to a refugee centre. This is the boat they arrived in. The refugees say they left Bangladesh in early December. After they ran out of food, they say a 9-year-old boy died and was buried at sea. Despite the risky journey, 18-year-old Mohammed Faisal has no regrets.
In Bangladesh, there are no any opportunity, any proper education for our Rohingya refugees. So we come here in Indonesia.
Nearly 750,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled their homes in Buddhist-majority Myanmar for neighbouring Bangladesh after a crackdown by the military, which is accused of committing genocide against the minority group. But the camps in Bangladesh are overcrowded, and thousands have risked dangerous sea journeys in search of a better life in Malaysia or Indonesia. Here, the UN Refugee Agency will work with the Indonesian government to determine the new arrivals' status.
We are coordinating with the International Organization of Migration and other local organizations, most importantly local government and security forces, to provide for the needs of the refugees here.
Last year, Aceh received more than 500 Rohingya, who've been given a mostly warm welcome.
It's true, they can be a problem for us, but what can we do? They're already here, we can't reject them. But it is a problem, because there's just so many of them here now.
Local media are reporting fishermen in Aceh spotted 3 boats, which they suspect were carrying Rohingya refugees. It's not clear whether the boat that came ashore on Sunday was one of them. The UN estimates more than 2,000 people attempted the crossing from Bangladesh last year, and at least 200 died, making 2022 one of the deadliest years at sea for Rohingya refugees. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.